Live from the No Panic Zone in the foxhole of freedom, I'm Steve Huber. God bless America here from the center of the universe. Is this the center? It feels like the center to me anyhow. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Ford is recalling Lincoln SUVs outside, saying that there's a fire risk. Number two, the burn bans remain in effect as that Crawford County fire is now somewhat under control. And number three, I've just got to take issue with this article from Chad Livengood in the Detroit News. I'm just going to tell you, this is why people do not trust the media, all right? And Chad's been on this program a number of times, and I'll have him back on this, but there's a couple of unforgivable things here. And if you read, well, you would know the truth about what I'm about to share with you, but he apparently didn't. Let's see here. I've got to find the right article here, the right paragraph. All right, so here's the headline. Climate migration can be Michigan's growth strategy. A state embraces it. Oh, I see. These climate refugees that don't actually exist could soon be the savior of Michigan, of our decline. Where are the people going, Chad? Florida. I was in Fort Lauderdale yesterday. You know how far above sea level Fort Lauderdale is? 9 feet. 9 feet. The cost of a house in Fort Lauderdale and Vero Beach and West Palm and that whole strip, Boynton Beach, all of them, prices going through the roof. Why? Because more than 1,000 people a day move to Florida. Because it's going underwater? No, I don't think so. Climate change. People are going to drown. Governor Whitmer at the Mackinac Policy Conference that thank God I missed. I'm sorry, I can't be that bored with a bunch of self-important folks. But our population goals cannot be cynically fueled by climagrants. Climagrants, she called them. These are people who migrate to Michigan because of climate change. So far, we've seen nobody. Not one. The climagrants are coming. The climagrants are coming. Yeah, okay. Stick around for that. So, the global challenge is going to... Here's what he wrote. What Michigan has to offer climagrants is water and mostly predictable four seasons of weather. The global climate change is going to be access to fresh water. Michigan's got 21% of it, and 80% of North America's fresh water is contained in our Great Lakes, our thousands of inland lakes and rivers, and our deep underground aquifers. That's true. We have more than 20% of the world's fresh water. And yet they want me to use a toilet that uses 1.6 liters to flush my toilet. Does that make sense to anybody? Anybody speak up? No. Whether it's for human consumption, growing food, sustaining forests, or building electric vehicle batteies. Nice how he throws that in. Chad is such a leftist. Michigan has the water to sustain our future and other states won't. And state and other officials should not be omitting that from the sales pitch of why people should move to Michigan. We're all going to die unless you live in Michigan where we have water. Come on, people. The Democrat governor has sought to cast Michigan as a state that can compete for new business investment, where reproductive rights are etched in the state constitution and sexual orientation, gender identity are protected from discrimination in the workplace, housing and public accommodation, and people still don't like snow, Gretchen. Not only could Whitmer be selling Michigan's economic and social climate, but she could also be selling the state's water, the actual climate. Whitmer could be going to Arizona, Idaho, Nevada, Florida, armed with a water table to make the case that these two pleasant peninsulas are going to be much more desirable in 10 years than Phoenix, Boise, Las Vegas, or Miami. Please. It's always another 10 years. 10 years, it's going to be over. 10 years. 10 years. Remember Al Gore told us we only had 10 years in 2000, what was it, 5? Snow would be gone by now. Snow should be gone by now. And the fact of the matter is, you have 40 million people living in California. That population's doubled in, what, 25 years? Maybe if you built a reservoir or two so that when you had massive snowpack like this year, for example, you could save some of it. Just throwing it out there for a future non-rainy day, right? The haze of near-constant wildfires in western states is routinely setting off poor air quality alerts in once bucolic places like Boise's Treasure Valley. Newsflash! Newsflash, Chad, live and good. Wildfires are part of the cycle of life. Lodgepole pine trees don't even reproduce until there's a forest fire. It takes 120 degrees for the cones to open and the seeds to be lifted on those thermal currents of fire, lifting them up into the atmosphere, into the jet stream, and downrange so they can repopulate. Obviously, science class, not one of his strong suits in college. Arid western states face a reckoning as 40 million people in cities from Denver to L.A. fight for every last drop of aqua in the shriveling Colorado River. Actually, the Colorado River would be in better shape if they kept more reservoirs. Oh, and by the way, the fires in the West would be in better shape if they thinned their forests, as most foresters say that they should. But here's what really is a remarkable comment from Chad Livengood. We've got this fellow that showed up, Messer, right? Trust and believe that it's something that's going to happen in the next... People are going to migrate to the Great Lakes, something that's going to happen in the next 10 to 15 years. The low cost of homeowners insurance in Michigan could be a selling point for buying or building a home. Here's the most dishonest paragraph in Chad Livengood's whole column. Case in point. 2 days after Messer made those comments to the news, State Farm announced it will no longer be writing any new homeowners insurance policies in the entire state of California, in part due to rapidly growing catastrophe exposure from wildfires. Oh, but he fails to mention this. The California Insurance Agency, or Bureau, or whatever it's called, when insurance companies came and said, we need to raise our rates a bit to keep up with, you know, losses, they said, no, can't raise your rates. In fact, you're going to lower your rates. And so what State Farm said is, no, we're not going to lower our rates and go bankrupt. We're leaving. It was government overregulation. Overregulation. And right now we're having a drought too. You know why? It happens. Yep. Michigan ranked 49th out of 50 states in population growth. Yeah, we're losing people. Not because of climate change. And we're not gaining climigrants, which is roughly the dumbest term I've ever heard. But leave it to the Democrats to come up with such a thing. Climigrants aren't coming to Michigan. No. In fact, Barack Obama's building not one, but two homes on the ocean. One in Martha's Vineyard, one in Hawaii. Why? Because the oceans are rising so fast. Actually, let's just give Barack Obama credit. He stopped the oceans from rising. Thank God for Barack Obama. He stopped it. Now, if we could just stop the stupidity from articles like this, we'd be so much better off. I'll take a break. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Tuesday. Don't go anywhere.
Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Attention, Michigan Medicaid members and those using food assistance programs. Federal changes could affect your program benefits and coverage. Learn what the changes are and what they mean for you at michigan.gov/2023benefit changes. That's michigan.gov/2023benefit changes. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.
All over America, people are taking the national radon test. Have you? Excuse me, have you heard of radon?
Is that a gas?
Is it something that comes up out the ground or something?
Well, it's like poison gas.
Something dangerous that you're supposed to check on to make sure it's not in your home.
Now it's your turn. Answer true or false. Radon is a radioactive gas. True, radon is a radioactive gas. True or false? The Office of the Surgeon General recommends that all homes be tested for radon. True, your home should be tested.
I didn't know that, no.
True or false, radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. True.
True, I didn't know that.
Radon is the second leading cause of lung cancer. Answer true or false. Homes with radon problems can be fixed. True. Homes with radon problems can be fixed.
So what do you do about it?
I'm going to dial the number and call.
1-800-SOS-RADON.
If I don't take care of it, nobody else will.
Keep your family safe from radon. Call now.
1-800-SOS-RADON.